Rob Sheffield on the relationship between listener and DJ.
I think if anything defines WTJU, it's that there aren't these walls between departments or between styles of music. For me, the ability to just turn it on as a listener, and I love being able to listen to it, you know, in my laptop in Brooklyn from hundreds of miles away. It's amazing to turn it on and always know that it's going to be a DJ who knows their stuff, is not following a playlist that tells them what to play and is just following house rules, but is really engaged in a really artistic way in that sort of communication with the listener. And I love being the listener in that relationship. And I loved being the DJ as well.
That was Rob Sheffield on the identity of WTJU. To hear the full interview, check out WTJU.net/60years.
Bob Nastanovich on expanding your musical knowledge at WTJU.
I just think it's something we felt really confident about in terms of like Pavement and Silver Jews, the fact that we'd had that experience. You know, through the record library there, we were able to really sort of expand our musical knowledge. And also just the exchange with the other DJs, you know, and listening to their shows. You know, there was even like, you know, there was rivalries between shows back then and stuff like that. You know, you wanted to be like the first guy to play the new Laughing Hyena 7-inch, you know, before like the other 8 people would, you know, play it.
Right. That was Bob Nastanovich talking about WTJU's influence on his musical career. To hear the entire interview, head to WTJU.net/60years.
Nick Rubin on the identity of college radio.
It seems like in the late 70s, early 80s, that's when the sort of identity of college radio nationally coalesced around this music that was punk and post-punk and what became known as college rock or alternative rock, stuff that was by and large a lot of unknown bands, and they would tour the country in a van. It's that wonderful fable that was actually true of bands, you know, playing anywhere they could. College radio stations like WTJU really nurtured those bands and in turn developed an identity in conjunction with those bands.
That was Nick Rubin on the nurturing role of WTJU. To hear the entire interview, head to WTJU.net/60years.